Welcome to Sean Hammer. Well, here it is, the first podcast I'm doing in the year 2010, and the holidays are over. Thank the creator. hope everyone's holidays went well. A bit under the weather, so you have to deal with my sniffling and coughing here and there. First and foremost, I'd like to dedicate this show to my lovely wife, who does the commercial voice for Cool City Games, Tanya. I love you, and hope you have a great New Year, baby. Let's go ahead first, and it's been a bit since I did show, and I was going to do one over the holidays about the newest White Dwarf, and I decided not to, because it was crap. Bad White Dwarf. Bad. The only thing, if you're Skaven, excuse me, I guess if you're a Skaven player, it was okay. And even more so if you play Tyranids. It did have some pictures of new Tyranid models. Most of them, forgive me for saying this, look the same. The other ones, they have got a big nasty now. Looks pretty sweet, I guess. You'll see how that flows out, and we'll actually get to we'll go through the codex when it comes out. As for me, for Warhammer, I haven't done anything in fantasy lately, but I did play a game of 40K the other day. Standard mission, I-Guard against I-Guard. Boring game. Came down to kill points after about 5 hours. I ended up getting about 6 kill points, where the other guy got about 3. Not much fun when you're basically both playing the same exact army list either. What I do have for you this week, though, is the Codex Space Wolves FAQ. Yes, it comes at a time and a year when you have to think to yourself, what the heck are people thinking when they ask some questions? And other things, well, we'll get them as they come. So, let's say here we go. For Rados, the runic weapon on page 36 replaced the fourth sentence with, furthermore, whenever enemy model succeeds a psychic test within 24 inches of one or more models with a runic weapon, roll a dice, etc., etc. Next, we have on page 37 for the Stormcaller. Replace the last sentence with, he and all friendly units within 6 inches benefit from the 5+ cover save. Next is on page 49, Ancient Tactician. Replaces the last sentence with, an army that includes Bjorn can re-roll the dice in the roll-off to see who goes first after seeing the opponent score. 62 page, Chosen of the Slain replaces the text with, see the Rune Priest entry on page 36. 62, we got another one for Wolf Tooth Necklace. Replace the last sentence with, against models with a weapon skill value. A model with a wolf tooth necklace always hits in close combat on a roll of 3+. Page 84 comes our next one. Power Fist. 10 points. To Power Fist, Frostblade, or Frost Axe. 10 points. Page 85, a Wolfguard Battle Leader. Options. 5th bullet point. Change to Power Fist. 10 points. To Power Fist, Frostblade, or Frost Axe. 10 points. Page 88, Wolf Scout Pack. Options, last bullet point change. Up to 2 Wolf Scouts may replace their bolt pistol with 2. Up to 2 Scouts may take. Page 37, we have Stormcaller change. He and all friendly squads within 6. I think I just got that one. Never mind. I'm on crack. People crack. Okay, now we have a whole list of stuff. So, before we get to the questions and answers, let's take a quick moment and we'll come right back.
Cool City Games, Blue Water's most complete source for miniature wargaming and sports cards. Cool City Games offers a safe and friendly environment with free open gaming and up-to-date new releases, restocks, and hassle-free special orders. You can even put stuff in layaway. Cool City Games even offers box and case pricing on cards and collectible miniatures. located in downtown Fort Huron, that is in Michigan for all you out-of-towners, Jeff and Mike are available and ready to serve all your hobby needs. Stop by at 724 Huron Avenue or visit on the web at www.coolcitygames.com.
Well, anyway, here we go. We are into the FAQs. Versus, question, if a Wolf Guard pack leader has joined a unit of troops, does that unit count cease to be a scoring unit? And does the Wolf Guard cease to count as an elite model? Basically, the answer is, when a Wolf Guard model joins another unit because of his pack leader ability, he becomes part of that unit in all intents and purposes. For instance, a pack leader that leads troops unit will still be able to claim objectives, even if the troops unit is wiped out. He's considered to be part of that troop unit. Conversely, if a pack leader leads a long fang unit, he counts as part of a heavy support choice and therefore cannot claim an objective. Let's see. Because the Wolf Guard pack leaders are attached to these new squads, he would not score a kill point for killing those squads unless he kills all the models in those packs, including the Wolf pack leader. And next one we got, can a Wolf Scout pack with a Wolf Guard pack leader assigned to it deploys infiltrators? Yes, because the Wolf Guard pack leader is an independent character, and therefore the fact does not have the infiltrate or scout ability does not preclude. Wolf Pack Leader is not an independent character. And doesn't cause its unit to lose its ability. Can a Long Fang unit benefit from fire control if it has been joined by a Wolf Guard Pack Leader or independent character? Answer is yes indeed. Next up we got, how does the Lone Wolf Beast Slayer ability work against models with bonus toughness? You use the modified number as the model's toughness for all purposes other than instant death. For example, a model that is toughness 4 in parentheses 5, because being mounted on a bike counts as toughness 5, and therefore the Beast Slayer special rule will get its bonus against it. Can an independent character who has taken Fenrisarian Wolves as a warrior join another unit as if he were on his own? Yes. In fact, you could potentially have a unit that would include several independent characters, all who have Fenris Wolves, though each set of Fenris Wolves must still remain 2 inches of the independent character master. Do Fenris Wolves bought as warrior by an independent character act as a retinue during an assault? No. If the unit type that a Wolf Priest Oath of War affects is declared to be bikes, does the unit gain a benefit against jet bikes and vice versa? Yes, because jet bikes is a subcategory of bike unit type. Next up, does Jaws of the Wolf affect jet bikes? How about artillery? Yes, because jet bikes are a subcategory of the bike unit. As for artillery, the crew models may affect, but the gun models are not. Does Jaws of the World Wolf allow cover saves? No. You could take cover saves if the power causes wounds, but it does not cause wounds, so no cover saves are allowed. Next up, do Jaws of the World Wolf allow Rune Priest to target specific squads, models within specific squads? The answer is yes. How wide is the line for Jaws of the World Wolf power? It's a hairline. Put your tape measure on the side, people. It's not no inch line or anything. It's just the hairline. Does Jaws of the World Wolf require line of sight? Does it ignore terrain that blocks line of sight? This requires line of sight. You must have line of sight to the first model that the power affects. And in fact, he is treated as a target model. Power just happens to hit everyone else on its way through. The description of Rune Priest psychic powers Tempest Wrath states that units within 24 inches of the Rune Priest treat all terrain as difficult and dangerous terrain. According to the rule book, disembarking is not subject to difficult and dangerous chain effects. So can we assume that disembarking from a transport vehicle into cover within 24 inches of the room priest would have to take a dangerous terrain? Correct. But remember that the Tempest Wrath may affect them later that turn. Can an Iron Priest attempt to use his Battlesmith special rule to repair a vehicle he is currently embarked on? Yes. This is funny. It's plain as day, but you know, some people just don't get it, I guess. How is the points for Arjak Rockfist calculated? He costs the number of points listed, which is 170, in addition to the base cost of a Wolfguard Model 18. Because it does state in the rulebook, you replace one of your Wolfguard models with Rockfist. Can a Wolfguard pack unit that has 9 Wolfguard and Rockfist take a second heavy weapon? Yes, because it's every 5 models, not every 5 Wolfguard. Can Arjak, be attached to another squad as a pack leader? Yes. He is one of Logan's Wolfguard, and hence he acts as the other members of his brethren do, basically doing what the Great Wolf tells him to do. Does this Rockfist confer the stubborn ability to his unit? No, because he's not an independent character. It only makes a difference if he's on his own. Here we go again with a redundant question. How is the points for Lucas the Trickster calculated? Lucas the Trickster costs a number of points in his option list, which is 140, but in addition to the base cost of a Blood Claw, which happens to be 15 points. Does Lucas the Trickster, the last laugh ability, affect friendly models? How about vehicles? Or my favorite, a Warlord class Titans for that matter. Yes, in all three cases, stasis fields are very all-or-nothing affairs. If the last removes a transport vehicle, has the models embarked... Okay, if it affects the transport vehicle people, all the models on side the transport vehicle that go along with the last laugh are gone too. Are models with the ability to return to play able to use their special rules even after being removed from the last laugh? Yes. It's odd, but it just works fine. How does the pelt of the doppelganger work? Normally, it'll only work when he's on his own. But if you target characters such as a Vindicar Assassin, who can target Lucas, we'll actually have to reroll because of the pelt of the doppelganger. Next question is, how do Nigel, Stormcaller, Driving Gale, and Living Hurricane effect work in Space Wolf's player if the Space Wolf is going second? These two abilities have no real effects in games where Space Wolf player is going second. The Tempest is yet to rage. Is a vehicle hit by the Vengeful Tornado result literally hit on side armor, and therefore does it get to obscure cover save if Nigel cannot see one of its eyes? No. It's not a shooting attack and therefore allows no cover save. Essentially, the tornado strikes from directly above. The side armor is used to represent this. What's the AP value of the Vengeful Tornado? Doesn't have an AP value at all, is what it's saying. The Murderous Hurricane. Next question is, does a Murderous Hurricane require the power to hit or wound its target to affect them? No, a targeted unit is affected by a Murderous Hurricane even if the power fails to hit or wound. Is the unit affected by the Murderous Hurricane for the entirety of their turn or just the following movement phase? The unit treats the terrain as difficult and dangerous for the entirety of the next player's turn. Okay, does Canis Wolfborn allow a unit of Fenrir's Wolves within 12 inches to reroll failed morale tests, just like a normal Thunderwolf Cavern model? Yes. Indeed, if anything, he's even more inspiring of a presence than your average Thunderwolf rider. Can units that Ragnar Blackmane has joined run in the shooting phase or fire weapons that would prevent them from launching an assault in the following phase? Yes, they may. Insane bravado states that they must assault only if possible. If it is not possible because of units' actions in the shooting phase or some reason, they simply do not assault. Next question. Does Ragnar Blackmane's insane bravado work if his units counterattack? No. How does Ragnar Blackmane's insane bravado bonus interact with Berserker Charge? The unit will get the D3 attacks when it charges with a minimum of +2, as is a minimum bonus conferred by the Berserker Charge ability. These effects do not stack. Boo. I thought they did. That was my bad. This wasn't my question, though. Can Logan Grimnar benefit from his High King special rule the turn he arrives in reserves? And can Logan use the High King special rule at the beginning of his opponent's turn? The answer is yes and yes. Is the +1 toughness from a Thunderwolf mount considered a bonus toughness, i.e., the model becomes toughness 4 in parentheses 5s, or it's a modification to the base characteristic, the model becomes toughness 5? Unusually for such bonuses, it is a modification to the base characteristic, effectively the two creatures who combine profile and is now toughness 5. It's just not a machine on a bike. They are anyway, it's just toughness 5. It's not added like it does in a bike. It's just toughness 5. Does a Thunderwolf Cavalry model with a special close combat weapon, example Thunderhammer, still have rendering attacks? No. The description of Thunderwolf mount on page 62 says, as rendering special rule in close combat with any attack that does not use a special close combat weapon. This applies to Thunderwolf Cavalry as well, and Canis Wolfborn for that matter. Does a Wolf standard allow leadership test results to be rerolled? No. As it is impossible to roll 1 on 2d6 when making a 2d6 result, you must count both the dice as a single roll, not address them individually. Can an independent character that has joined a Wolf Scout pack outflank? No. How is the distance moved and speed determined when vehicles moving an extra d3 as a result of having a model with Sega of the Iron Wolf embarked within? Do not count the extra distance towards the total distance moved. For example, a vehicle that has moved 6 inches plus an extra 2 from the Saga bonus will count as moving 6. Note that an immobilized vehicle cannot make an additional D3 move. Who tried that? We got a couple things on about how the clarifications, how the leaders of the pack work. I'm not going to go over that. Are Frostblades and Frostaxes considered pieces of war gear? No. Different pieces? No. Are Wolfguard packs genuine troop selections and a force organization chart instead of elites when field in an army with Logan Grimnar? If so, is this optional? Yes, they count as troops and take up troops choice. This is not an optional choice. You can have at most six Wolfguard packs an army with Logan. Similarly, same thing with Canis Wolfborn with Fenris Wolves. But the answer is yes, they count as troops and take up the troops' choice. Again, this is not optional choice. You have the most 6 Fenris Wolf packs in the army. Next question is, the Lone Wolf rule, pack 1, states that a Lone Wolf may never be joined by other models. How then can a Lone Wolf purchase Fenris Wolves as war gear? Answer is, the Fenris Wolves are counted as war gear and therefore are exception to the pack 1 rule. Come on, people. Next question is, must a Grey Seer, must a Grey Hunter unit that consists of 10 models take the first special weapon at normal points cost in order to take the second one free? Yes. And can a Grey Hunter unit that consists of 9 Grey Hunters and 1 Wolfguard pack leader take a second special weapon? No. as the unit is not compromised of 10 models until just before the battle starts, at which point it is far too late to be tinkering with the army list. This provides players who wish to mount their Grey Hunters in a Rhino or Drop Pod with a difficult tactical choice, extra special weapon, or Wolf Guard Pack Leader. Excuse me. Well, that's it for the Space Wolf's FAQ. Some of the questions I thought pretty self-explanatory. Others, I guess, needed some clarification. I hope I didn't bore you too much. But that's going to sum it up for this week's episode. I have been working diligently on the next episode of Sean Hammer. We'll be going on to the Warhammer's Deadliest Warrior. And like I said, this will be a match between Deathmaster Snitch, or if I did butcher his name probably, and Shadowbane. What I'll be going over is the different range weapon each character has, attack profiles, armor save, and magic. And I'll be doing a grueling 100 battles between the both of them. And I'll explain a little bit more further in detail before things go on. And we'll see out of those two which is, in fact, Warhammer's deadliest character. Assassin, anyway. Then we'll continue on with different choices. I know a friend of mine actually emailed me, and he wanted to see a Death Hag go up against a Wood Elf hero with the War Dancer altar, or whatever it's called. And so we'll go ahead and check that out. And like I said, we'll hopefully be an interesting show, and we'll be back on track with the Art of Warhammer 40K with the next segment, which will be shooting, which I am going to break it up. It's a long segment to be going in. I'll be going troop shooting, then I'll be going in tank shooting is how I'll break that up. So hopefully you enjoyed today's episode. All you Space Wolf players who have not gotten the FAQ yet, there you go. And just if you got any questions, comments, or concerns, contact me at Sean Hammer, the number 9, at yahoo.com. Or I believe there's a link to the show on the webpage where you can go. And or you can follow me on Twitter or on my battalion. Until next time, just keep playing and just keep having fun. See you later. Ooh.